The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Let's start with Michael Healy-Ray, the independent TD for Kerry, who made a very emotional speech in the Dáil yesterday. Michael, for those who don't know about it, tell them, please, what it is you talked about.
Well, I suppose, first of all, what I was trying to highlight, Matt, was in your radio show, for example, if somebody's on talking to you, or if you're the producer of a nighttime programme, or the editor of a paper, there's an onus of responsibility on you in your job to ensure that what goes out on the air, be it media, print or television, that it's truthful, that it's as accurate as it can be. And if I go saying something this minute that's derogatory or nasty about an individual, you literally have to cut me off immediately. That's your job. And you're to actually apologise and say, well, that shouldn't have been said live on air. So it's a responsibility when people say something that it's supposed to be accurate and as factual as it can be. And now the one thing I want to say, Matt, because there are people now that will be saying, oh, I'm looking to shut down free speech. I'll remind everybody, I voted against the hate speech bill because I believe that was going too far. I would never support it. I believe in people having the right to say what they want to say, but they should be doing so in an honest way. We have people going on social media platforms, and it's like a race to the bottom. They can say what they like. And how many times have you heard the word, or such and such a politician? We'll just say, it could be me, it could be anybody. This story doesn't revolve around me. And it could be anybody, and they'd say, oh, he's corrupt. And, oh, he's anti-Irish, and he's anti-this, and he's anti... And, like, then they bring families into it. And what I'm saying is, people are going on their phones, and they're sitting into their cars. They put this phone up in front of them, and just because they have that audience, as we'll say, they feel that they can say anything in the world about anybody. And it doesn't have to be just politicians. It can be members of An Garda Síochána. It can be any person. And they feel as though they're entitled to say what they like, and that that's okay, and there's nothing hurtful in it. What I was trying to say, we had a situation in Kerry during the last council election where people sailed very, very close to the wind in what they were saying, because they were saying things, and I can say this because I know what I'm entitled to say. I'm entitled to say the facts. They were telling things that were untrue, and they were saying it on their social media platforms. And the people who operate those platforms, they allowed that to go ahead. And what I was asking the Taoiseach was that whether it's TikTok, whether it's whatever, any of these people, there should be an onus of responsibility on them if they're operating those. They should be able to say to people, you cannot go on and say that unless it's truthful and factual, because it's just wrong, and it's causing hurt to people's families. It's causing upset. And you know, at the end of the day, Matt, and I have no problem in the world, if I come on with you and if you tear strips out of me in what I call a fair political way, that's the rough and tumble of politics. And I am accountable, and I have to answer to people. But members of my family, my close personal friends, they're not elected. They don't have to, you know, put up with images of them being used. My picture was taken from family photos, you know, from weddings and things like that. And there was women put alongside me and all these different things. There was accusations that I had four wives and all this type of nonsense going on. And, you know, then you get people commenting about it and take it as if it's the gospel truth. And that's what I have an issue with, and I don't like it. And it's nastiness, it's horrible, it's like the people going up with an Irish flag wrapped around their shoulders and spitting in the face of a respectable member of An Garda Síochána and calling them cowards and traitors. I mean, what is all that about, Matt? And where are we going as a society if that's going to be acceptable? And I'm all for debate, and I love debate, and I love arguing about policies and trying to put forward my point of view. And I never in my life said I'm a perfect person. I never said I'm right about things. But what I'm saying is, I'm entitled to a view, and so is everybody else. But you have to be honest about it.
Okay, but then how do you police this? Because do you expect the social media companies to effectively censor those who use their platforms to tell lies?
Well, okay. Can I word it to you this way? And I hope the people now involved, I'm going to compliment them, so they shouldn't mind. If you take, for example, RIP.ie, which is an excellent service ran in this country, and it helps people to know about debts in a county. And then people respectfully, especially it was a great thing during COVID, people left their messages of condolences. But I will give you an example. And it actually says it on RIP that they check the messages before they put them up, right? Now, surely be to God with modern technology. And that's what you call running a respectable sound service where they monitor and check. It's not censorship, but they make sure that everything is done in a respectful way, and they should be complimented for it. But we have this situation that a person can come on and they could accuse you of murder. I think, to be honest with you, Matt, I've probably been accused of everything in the world at this stage except murder. And, like, there has to be something done about it.
Okay, but Michael, I'm going to say to you that, you know, the experiences that you've had, and I'm very sympathetic to what you're saying in relation to the lies that are told about people and told about politicians or are told about many people. Those are exactly the experiences people from the LGBTQ plus community have often received online. Foreign people in this country. So, accusations, wrong, incorrect, of things like paedophilia and rape been made against people on the basis of who they are rather than any truth about what they have done. And when there was an effort made to try and deal with that by way of the free speech legislation, you were part of a press release by the Rural Independent Group. And amongst the things said in that press release is, we must always allow free speech and never silence it. If we truly believe in our values, we should trust that they can be held up to scrutiny even from those who think differently. We should never be afraid of hearing different opinions. And lots of other comments like that. So how can you square signing off on that press release, and do you still hold to it with what you've just been saying to me?
Well, sure, I squared it 5 minutes ago when I told you that when the hate speech bill was going through the Dáil, and when people were either saying they were for it or against it, I was against it because I don't want a situation where we would be stifling people's opinion or stifling a debate or trying to inhibit people expressing their point of view.
But Michael, are you not being intellectually inconsistent, though, in what you just said?
You know, you could accuse me of lots of things, but I don't think you're correct in that statement, because I think what I'm actually saying ties up very well. And I was just going to give you the analogy of yesterday. Yesterday, outside the gates of Dáil Éireann, a very nice, respectable group came up advocating for people who are advocates for people with disabilities. There was politicians queuing up, literally, to go outside the gates to meet those people, take their leaflets, talk to them, listen to them, and hear what they had to say. They came into the Dáil, they raised it in the Dáil, and those were what you'd call coming along, making a peaceful protest in a proper way and getting their points across. But my argument about what is happening now, and it's happening in protests where, like I said, and you can't deny this, people have spit in the face of Gardaí. How can you call that a normal protest? How can you call it normal behaviour? If somebody
I'm not.
Is using... Yeah, I know, but I'm not sorry. I'm just saying that. I'm not saying you're saying it. I'm saying, how can a person call that normal behaviour? If you're a journalist, for example, and journalists have been picked on, and I've seen this, right, where people out with a camera reporting on a situation have become the news item themselves because the crowd have turned on them, accusing them of being this or that or the other thing. A very fine person going away and just doing their day's work. We have the situation then of this whole thing of involving people's families and trying to use that as a political weapon against them. And this could be from one to be candidates themselves, which they're perfectly entitled to be candidates. But all I'm asking is that people would tell the truth and not to come out and go using the words corrupt, not to go bringing people's families into it. Does anybody think it's normal behaviour?
No, it's not. But Michael, sorry, that's not just what you asked for yesterday. I mean, I agree with you in appealing to people to behave in a more civilised and respectful fashion. But you asked yesterday in the Dáil for the media regulator to put in place a new online safety framework to hold platforms to account and to ensure that we significantly reduce harmful content online, which would, some people would argue, be a form of censorship. And the press release to which you signed your name last year said the government's proposed hate speech legislation represents a chilling attack on free speech aimed at maintaining obedience obedience and enabling social engineering by granting unprecedented powers to censor dissent, prosecute content creators, and ban disagreeable opinions. The government risks transforming Ireland into an Orwellian state, suppressing individual thought and expression under the guise of preventing hate speech. What you suggested in the Dáil yesterday, while many people would agree with you, the people who have been fighting against the hate speech bill are the ones who have said they want the freedom to say whatever it is they want to say, even if it offends you, Michael.
No, but you see, there's an awful difference about offending somebody and telling lies. Surely be to God, if you take what you just said, I followed on from that a year later by voting against the hate speech bill because I didn't believe in it. And I believed it was government going too far. What I looked for yesterday was for the people who operate platforms to ensure that when people say something, that they can't tell things that are blatantly untrue, photoshopping pictures and putting that up online and let it go out as though, well, that's a fact. That's wrong.
It's hateful, that's isn't it?
But there's another point.
Is it not hateful? The things that were said about your mother, which you were particularly upset about, your late mother, are hateful, aren't they? And shouldn't be allowed.
But sure, of course, they shouldn't be allowed. But what I...
But then that's a restriction on free speech to disallow people saying, no matter how hateful the things that they say, you now want to stop them saying it.
Well, I'll word it to you this way. And I'll be very calculating about this. The individual person that decided it was a good idea to use images of my late mother, who died in 2015, and the same as any other human being, I was very fond of my mother.
Yes.
And to think that her image would be used in a distasteful and horrible and cowardly way to try and put me down politically, I mean, how low can a person...
It's despicable, Michael. But it's also in the way that people in the LGBT plus community have had to deal with despicable things been said about them. People who become targeted simply because they are foreign, because of who they are, that things are misattributed to them. You could add in politicians are now getting the treatment that minorities are getting. So would it not be a time for you to change your position and to now favour the hate speech legislation?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't favour the hate speech legislation because I think it's wrong. But the point I was just going to finish, and I believe it's an important point. We're talking about the government doing this and the platforms doing that about regulating. Is there any hope in the world, Matt, that people would think themselves about what they say and about what they do? And would people think when they get up in the morning, are they going to be horrible? Are they going to be disgusting? And late at night, which seems to be the predominant time, and I made a mistake one time, I called them keyboard warriors. I was totally wrong. That was a warrior is somebody who might be a good person. You could have a good warrior or not. But they're not. They're keyboard cowards. And it's predominantly late at night they do this type of thing.
It is. Might have drink taken too, Michael, when they're at it. But okay, listen,
no,
thank you.
There's any hope in the world that they'd regulate themselves a little bit and just think about it. Would they like if it was somebody talking about their family members?
Oh, they wouldn't. They wouldn't, Michael. I can tell you because they're cowards who wouldn't. Michael Healy-Ray, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.